depart from the lectionary and reading from the book of James and read from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, a reading which I think is more appropriate for today's occasion. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be the weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you have created us to live in community, and we give thanks for the many gifts that come to us from living and working together side by side with others who believe in your name. Help us, O God, to reach out to others in a time of need, to work together so that we weave together as you would have us, a beautiful tapestry which reflects our belief in you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I made a quilt when I was in high school. I had sewed most of my own clothes in high school, and all of the fabric was blue because that was my favorite color. So I decided a quilt out of little 2-inch squares of all of the leftover fabric would be lovely. I don't know if any of you have quilted before, but sewing together little 2-inch squares is not a really bright idea. It took forever to sew those little squares together. By the time the quilt top was done, I gave up on my ambition of hand quilting it myself, and I gave it to my mom's church quilting group to do instead. Originally, it was supposed to be big enough to hang right down the side to the floor over a queen-size bed. It barely covers the top of a double bed. But I tell you, every time I use that quilt, I trace my fingers over and over the little squares, remembering that top I made in grade 9, remembering the poncho, remember when ponchos were in, remembering the poncho my sister and I made together. I remember who I was dating when I made that dress in grade 12. And I give thanks I went to university instead of marrying him. Sometimes you make really good decisions in life, you know. Every little tiny square tells a story. And each one of those stories is part of the history of my growing up years. Our life together as a community of faith is like a carefully crafted quilt, not quite as precise as my little 2-inch squares. Sometimes it's hard for the divine crafter to fit all of our pieces together into something beautiful, because there are times when the pieces have to be moved around over and over again. You know, two just don't fit quite right beside each other. And some just complement each other better than other combinations. The quilt of our lives together in Christian community is not one color by any means, because we're all just a little different. Some are more colorful than others. Some are bold and bright, and some just sort of like to fade into the background. Some have a nice, soft texture, and some are, a little more rough around the edges. Today, we honor three people in whose memory these banners were made. People who, each in their own way, with their unique personalities, became part of the fabric of this congregation. In very different ways, they served God and this congregation faithfully. And they left their own unique print upon the history of St. John's, and for that, we are eternally grateful. But we heard Joyce's words as well about the intent of the design being that it might provide a source of memory for all who have lost loved ones, that the unique colors and shapes and sizes of all of the banner's pieces might remind us of the variety of people who have served and continue to serve this congregation faithfully and well. Our reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians today reminds us that every single member of the body of Christ is crucial. And if one tiny part were removed, the body would not and could not function in completeness. We try really hard to take that scripture reading seriously here at St. John's. I mean, sure, absolutely, we're always looking for people to take on the big projects, to chair the board, to look after the finances, all of the crucial things that need to be done to keep a church afloat. We always need the people who are willing to chair teams, to take on the big tasks, to keep us moving along. But we really value all of the many and varied things everyone does as part of this congregation. I want you to think back for a minute to your early days in the church. We are told that impressions that children develop of church from a very early age stay with them. So you don't need to share this out loud, but I wonder what your early impressions were of church. What do you remember? Who do you remember? I remember the lady with the funny hat, because in those days women all wore hats to church, but there was one lady with an especially funny hat, but she always had candy in her purse for the kids. And I remember someone who always used to comment on how much I loved to sing the hymns. I hope you have pleasant memories of things like that from your childhood in church, because those two things made church an especially happy place for me. I don't imagine those people considered what they were doing to be the important work of the church, But I often think that it's quite possible that without them, I would not have kept the warm feeling in my heart for church that still burns with inside of me today. Each one of you here today, whether you are here every week or whether this is your first Sunday with us, or perhaps you drop in occasionally, all of you are part of this body of Christ simply by your presence here today. There may be one tiny interaction today that touches the heart and soul of someone else, and that, even that, is part of the important work of this congregation. You'll be receiving an invitation in the next week or so to join us for one of three or four gatherings we're going to host this fall here at St. John's, because we want to hear what about this place is important to you. We want to hear about your hopes and dreams for our future together. And we want to know in what ways you feel you can weave yourself into our tapestry as we work together to carry out the ministry and mission of Jesus Christ in this community and in the world. You are the body of Christ and individually members of it. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Never underestimate the importance of your ministry, both here and beyond these doors. Keep the faith, share the faith, and believe that whatever it is you offer, it is an important part of the ministry of Jesus Christ in this time and in this place. Thanks be to God.